Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Fear is Not My Enemy. Retrain Your Brain to Unlock Your Courage to Dream. Darren Live is a concise psychology-based self-help book by Emi Vita Estacio, published as Book 3 in the Psychology in Your Life series. Estacio is known for translating psychological ideas into accessible guidance for readers who want to understand and change limiting patterns in everyday life. This book focuses on fear as a normal human response that can become restrictive when it controls choices, goals, and identity. Rather than treating fear as something to eliminate completely, the book positions it as a signal that can be understood, managed, and redirected. Its purpose is practical to help readers notice fear-based thinking, retrain automatic responses, and develop courage through deliberate action. The book fits within personal development and applied psychology, especially for readers seeking approachable tools for confidence, risk-taking, and purposeful change without highly technical language. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing fear as a manageable signal rather than a personal enemy. The central idea of the book is captured in its title, Fear is not presented as an enemy to be destroyed, but as a natural psychological response that can be understood and worked with. This distinction is important because many self-help approaches frame fear mainly as an obstacle, which can lead readers to feel defective when fear persists. Estacio's framing is more psychologically realistic. Fear has protective functions, but it can also become overgeneralized, causing people to avoid opportunities that are not genuinely dangerous. By treating fear as information rather than proof of incapacity, the reader can separate the feeling of fear from the decision about what to do next. This approach encourages a more balanced relationship with discomfort. The practical implication is that courage does not require the absence of fear. It involves recognizing fear, evaluating whether it is proportionate, and choosing action based on values and goals rather than automatic avoidance. Secondly, retraining the brain through repeated attention to fear-based patterns. The subtitle emphasizes retraining the brain, which places the book in the tradition of applied psychology rather than simple positive thinking. The relevant idea is that fear-driven reactions are often learned through repetition. A person may develop habits of avoidance, hesitation, or self-protection after repeated experiences of uncertainty, criticism, failure, or rejection. Retraining the brain, therefore, means interrupting those patterns and practicing alternative responses often enough for them to become more available. This does not require dramatic change at once. It involves noticing triggers, identifying the thoughts that make the fear feel convincing, and choosing small actions that challenge the old association between fear and danger. The value of this approach is that it treats courage as a trainable capacity. Readers are not asked merely to believe in themselves, they are encouraged to build evidence through behavior. Over time, repeated manageable risks can reduce the authority of fear and make purposeful action feel more psychologically accessible. Thirdly, connecting courage with dreaming. Daring and concrete action. The book's promise to unlock courage to dream, dare and live suggests a progression from inner possibility to outward behavior. Dreaming refers to the ability to imagine a fuller or more authentic life, while daring points to the willingness to test that possibility in real situations. This matters because fear often narrows a person's sense of what is possible before any external barrier is encountered. People may stop applying for opportunities, avoid difficult conversations, or postpone creative and professional goals because imagined outcomes feel too threatening. Estacio's focus on courage links personal vision with action, making the book more than a discussion of emotional regulation. The practical reasoning is that goals remain abstract unless fear is engaged at the point where choices are made. By encouraging readers to move from reflection to small acts of daring, the book treats courage as a bridge between self-awareness and lived change. The emphasis is not reckless risk but intentional movement despite discomfort. Fourthly, using accessible psychological guidance for everyday self-doubt. As part of the Psychology in Your Life series, the book appears designed to make psychological insight usable outside clinical or academic settings. Its subject is not only intense fear, but also the everyday self-doubt that prevents people from making decisions aligned with their aspirations. This includes the internal questioning that can arise before starting a project, speaking honestly, changing direction, or making oneself visible. The book's likely strength lies in presenting these experiences as common psychological patterns rather than moral weaknesses. That framing can reduce shame and make change feel more practical. Accessible guidance is especially useful when readers are not looking for a technical treatment manual, but still want more than slogans. The book's psychological orientation supports a step-by-step style of reflection. Identify the fear, examine the assumptions behind it, and test whether those assumptions should determine behavior. In this way, it gives readers a language for self-observation without requiring specialist knowledge. Lastly, Balancing self-compassion with responsibility for change. A notable feature of Estacio's broader work is a compassionate tone combined with practical change strategies. And this balance is well suited to a book about fear. Fear can easily produce harsh self-judgment, especially when people compare their hesitation with others' apparent confidence. A self-compassionate approach helps readers acknowledge that fear is understandable and that protective habits may have developed for reasons. However, compassion alone is not the end point. The book's emphasis on retraining and courage implies responsibility for experimenting with new responses. This balance is important because excessive self-criticism can reinforce avoidance, while excessive reassurance can leave avoidance unchallenged. The reader is encouraged to treat fear with curiosity and patience, while still taking ownership of action. Such an approach fits the needs of people who feel stuck but do not benefit from aggressive motivational language. It supports sustainable change by allowing emotional difficulty to be present, without letting it become the final authority over decisions. In conclusion, Fear Is Not My Enemy is best suited for readers who recognize that fear, hesitation, or self-doubt is limiting their choices, but who do not want a confrontational or overly simplistic self-help message. It may be especially useful for people facing personal transitions, creative risks, career uncertainty, or decisions that require greater visibility and confidence. The practical benefit is its emphasis on observing fear, questioning its authority, and developing courage through repeated action rather than waiting to feel fearless. Intellectually, the book offers an accessible entry point into applied psychological thinking about learned responses, avoidance, and behavior change. Its realistic value lies in normalizing fear, while still treating change as possible and trainable. Compared with many confidence books, it stands out through its refusal to define fear as purely negative. Instead of promising instant fearlessness, it encourages a more durable relationship with discomfort, within the personal development category. Its differentiation comes from combining a compassionate psychological tone with a focused theme. Fear can be retrained from a controlling force into a signal that informs but does not govern one's life. If you would like to support Y Mi Vida Estacio, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.